There were in very ancient times two brothers, one of whom was rich and the other poor. Christmas was approaching, but the poor man had nothing in the house for a Christmas dinner. So he went to his brother and asked him for a trifling gift. The rich man was ill-natured, and when he heard his brother's request, he looked very surly. But as Christmas is a time when even the worst people give gifts, he took a fine ham down from the chimney, where it was hanging to smoke, threw it at his brother, and bade him be gone, and never to let him see his face again. The poor man thanked his brother for the ham, put it under his arm, and went his way. He had to pass through a great forest on his way home. When he had reached the thickest part of it, he saw an old man with a long white beard, hewing timber. "Good evening," said he to him.
"Good evening," returned the old man, raising himself up from his work and looking at him. "That is a fine ham you are carrying."
On this, the poor man told him all about it.
"It is lucky for you," said the old man, "that you have met with me. If you will take that ham into the land of the dwarfs, the entrance to which lies just under the roots of this tree, you can make a capital bargain with it, for the dwarfs are very fond of ham, and rarely get any. But mind what I say, you must not sell it for money, but demand for it the old handmill which stands behind the door. When you come back, I'll show you how to use it."
The poor man thanked his new friend, who showed him the door under a stone below the roots of the tree, and by this door he entered into the land of the dwarfs. No sooner had he set his foot in it than the dwarfs swarmed about him, attracted by the smell of the ham. They offered him queer old-fashioned money and gold and silver ore for it, but he refused all their tempting offers, and said that he would sell it only for the old handmill behind the door.